There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Benelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, you and I were talking during the first hour about a heart transplant and how there seems to be a personality, potential for personality transfer from the donor's heart to the recipient. So we have a cyclist, a guy who really loved to cycle. His heart was donated to another man, and now the man who received the heart has a love for cycling that before the transplant did not exist. Can you talk about this transference that seems to happen?
Well, there have been reported incidents of personality traits with all organ transplants. Whether there's a difference with the heart versus the kidney, I don't know. But I do know that even kidney transplants can apparently carry with it personality traits.
To me, this is absolutely fascinating. And why would, you know, why would we think that this would not be the case? Seriously. And I remember many, many years ago, I'm talking in the 1950s, you know, my family would talk about blood transfusions, and this is, you know, there's some inherent risks and dangers in getting someone else's blood because you don't know, you know, the habits, the diseases, and so forth of that other person. Dr. Shealy, was there any medical reasons why that information I received from my family was accurate, or is it inaccurate?
Well, it is. Obviously, it's accurate. I mean, you know, even under the very best of circumstances, mm-hmm. with matching, you know, whatever they do to match blood type and stuff with mm-hmm. organ transplants, unless it's an identical twin, you know, from whom you get the organ, you're going to be on immune-suppressing things for the rest of your life. And, mm-hmm. you know, obviously this is like so many choices we have to make in life. I got to tell you, there is no circumstance in which I would have somebody else's organ put in my body. Mm-hmm. And the reason is, for the rest of my life, I'm going to be subjected to immune-destroying parts of my system in order to keep from rejecting the organ. Mm-hmm. And I'm not in any way criticizing anybody else who chooses to have an organ transplant. I just would not do it. But then I wouldn't have coronary bypass surgery either. There are a lot of things I wouldn't do in medicine. I wouldn't have chemotherapy.
Well, as you discuss this, there's some ethics involved, there's some morals involved, and there are certainly a lot of risks involved. And as we talk about blood transfusions, I can say that I know people, I'm thinking of two family members and someone who was very close to me who had transfusions, and they died shortly thereafter. Now, yeah. We could say that, well, you know, they needed that transfusion. They would have died, you know, 2 weeks before, but they died really soon after the blood transfusions. And I remember someone who's very, very close to me, a family member, was in an automobile accident. Someone hit her. And she was in the hospital, and she received, this was many, many decades ago, and she received blood from through the hospital. And ultimately that blood came from Arkansas, and that blood was from prisoners in Arkansas. And Bill Clinton was involved in getting the prisoners to give blood, and then they sold it, and they had all kinds of diseases in this blood. And it made the news that this was really, really dangerous. And so the government was in the business of, well, making sure prisoners donated blood so they could be sold on the market. And then, you know, after that, the Red Cross didn't seem to be in the blood business anymore. Remember that, Dr. Shealy?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I just looked it up, Vince, and it mm-hmm. is apparently more common with a heart transplant than with other organs, and they mm-hmm. attribute that to the increased number of cells, et cetera. You know, the heart has its own plexus of mm-hmm. nerve cells, and in contrast to most other organs, which share it with other organs. But there's even a one case report of someone who received a liver transplant whose blood type changed.
Wow.
So, it's a complex thing. That's all one can say.
During the top of the hour break, I called Danae Marks, and she's in the social media department at GCN. And she helped me get an issue resolved. What happened was our YouTube, we have one of our listeners. His name is Ron Gibson. He's on the East Coast. And he takes this broadcast. He's taking this broadcast right as it happens. He is capturing it, and then he uploads it to YouTube. And we get about 1,000 listeners a day who listen to you and me on YouTube. And it's there for, you know, to play anytime. Well, it got shut down a couple days ago. And the calls have been coming into the forum. People are looking up how to get in touch with me, and they want to make sure that I still have a pulse. And I am not, I'm not kidding. Dr. Shealy, people are calling me and saying, are you okay? And these are people I haven't talked to before. Are you okay? I just want to make sure you're still alive. Because they saw the YouTube video was stopped by YouTube, and they were worried about, you know, my health. And I was quite flattered, of course, but I'm here to tell you that I believe it is up and operational. It's been down for 2 days, but it is up and operational. And if you do need to listen to USA Prepares, you can listen on your telephone. You can listen by calling in. Now, this is if you don't have toll-free or unlimited long distance, you pay for this call. But if you have unlimited long distance, you can listen for free. We don't charge you. So it's 605-562-7727. 605-562-7727, or you can listen to the archives on the networks that carry this broadcast. So I want to tell you that we are okay, and I wanted to thank Ed Marvini for all of his work, his heroic work in helping us get our e-commerce back. So now you can go buy your tickets for the Get Prepared Expo. And those of you who have called me and asked me to process them while the web's e-commerce was down, I will take care of that after the broadcast today. So I wanted to thank Ed Marvini, usersight.com, usersight.com. There's a link on the website. If you need expert web assistance, he is your usaprepares.com web instructor, Ed Marvini, and his company is UserSight, USERSIGHT.com. Okay, we talked about the transplants. And Dr. Shealy, I know we can't, I don't want to breach any medical confidences, but I do want to share this. I've been on the air talking about this for several broadcasts. I was on the air last night on Aaron Dakin's show, The Truth Traveler, on Genesis. And I was on with Sheriff Richard Mack, and I was on with Dan Owens. And we were talking about an event that happened in Sparta, Missouri. Now, someone who knows you, who's been to the Get Prepared Expos, who's been to our meetups, and he's one of our students / instructors. His name is Bob Estep, E-S-T-E-P. He lives in Sparta. Well, he was pulled over by a Sparta police officer, a guy named Andrew Spencer, pulled him over, at night and tased Bob Easton. He's 68 years old. He tased him with a taser, and then he demanded that Bob, this cop, open Bob's car door, his vehicle door, opened it, tased him while, you know, said, get out of the car, and tased him at the same time. And Bob Estep could not move. He said he was crying. Tears were coming out of his eyes. He was in pain from being tased. And he was being yelled at by this cop, Andrew Spencer. Now, this is all I posted on my website, this article about Bob Estep. Well, I talked with Bob Estep last night at length, about 44 minutes on the phone. And he told me that he is still having convulsions as a result of this tasing. And he said that his medical records, he spent 36 hours in the hospital as a result of this. You know, he thought he was going to tough it out and it would go away. Well, it didn't go away. He ended up going to the urgent care. He ended up in the emergency room of Cox Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. And he is suffering the results of this tasing. The report said that he has an enlarged heart, and this is continuing. And I know Bob Estep. Bob Estep, and I'm sure you've met him, Dr. Shield. You may not be able to pick him out without being reintroduced because of the thousands of people who come to the expo and the meetups, but he knows who we are, and we know who he is. Well, this man is a farmer, and, you know, he's a tough guy, but it's really had an impact in him. And what's happening now is at our meetup, we are going to discuss on Monday the Bob Estep situation and what we're going to do about it. We're going to City Hall on Tuesday at 6:30. We're going to be at City Hall in mass. USAPreparedness.com is going to be there. So if you want to know more about it, come to the meetup on Monday at Jimmy's Egg. And the following day, Tuesday, we're going to City Hall. And we want to know what's going on. Now, we're not going to beat up City Hall. We're not going to trash City Hall, and we're not going to cause a riot. But what we are going to do is we're going to ask some questions. And we want to know what's going on. We want to know why this police officer, Andrew Spencer, is still walking around. Why, you know, some people are calling him a domestic terrorist. I wrote this post, and I said, I'm not traveling through Sparta, Missouri. I'm not patronizing Sparta businesses, and the article delineates why. The whole point of all this, Dr. Shuley, is being tased, you can die from being tased, correct?
Oh, yeah. Now, I do want to mention a couple of things when we get up after this break.
Yeah, after this break. Look, can we talk about tasing? And is there something that we can do to remedy the effects of being tased? Now, obviously, USAPreparedness.com wants to stop the tasing all across the country. That's the plan. We want to stop it. And Andrew Spencer, you're going to be the result of it.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diet to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrant, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and we're talking about Bob Estep of Sparta, Missouri. We know him. He's been to the meetups. He's been to the expo. He's been to... Dr. Shealy, he's showed up at the radio station where you and I, where you broadcast, where I used to broadcast in Springfield, Missouri, and he'd say, "Hey, we have a property rights meeting coming up, and can you make the announcement?" And, you know, he would be an advocate of property rights. He's anti-Agenda 21. Anyway, he was tased, and
I don't even know it.
he's a really good guy. Well. He has this shaking. His body shakes, and he has suffered as a result of this, you know, electrical trauma that he was delivered by this police officer, Andrew Spencer. So, is there something that you would recommend that he can do to minimize the effects of the damage? And by the way, his doctor's report as a result of his 36-hour stay in the hospital in Missouri, in Springfield, Missouri, his doctor said that the effects that he has are a result of being tased.
Well,
so here, and we just posted on the website 530 deaths. Since 2001, as a result of this harmless tasing, this has got to stop. What can Bob Estep do?
Well, I mean, tasering is certainly not an innocuous procedure. I guess most of the time, it's slightly better than being hit with a bullet. the most important thing from my point of view would be to be sure that he gets plenty of magnesium through lotion and taurine, the amino acid, because almost all people with epilepsy need extra taurine. So magnesium lotion twice a day and taurine 4,000 or 5,000 milligrams a day might help. It isn't going to cure everything, but, you know, it could be of some benefit. And in the long run, if he was willing to do auditory training, that probably would help. But I mean, you know, when you're hit by lightning, and that's not that different from being tased, if you survive, you can have all kinds of neurologic and other damage. So, I don't know anything that will unequivocally reverse it, but the best you can do is try to repair the damage somewhat.
Mm-hmm. And I asked the question last night. I was on the air with Aaron Dakins and Sheriff Richard Mack, and I asked the question of Richard Mack. I said, and we all know Richard Mack. He comes to the expo. He's been on this radio broadcast. I said to him, Sheriff, if a person is being approached by a police officer and that person has a taser drawn, I would think that that would be a threat of death or serious bodily injury, at least to me.
Right.
And I said, okay, so here's the situation. This police officer has that taser out. He's ready to squeeze that trigger. And the other person, who has done nothing wrong, grabs his firearm from his holster, draws, boom, and shoots that cop. Now what? And he indicated that with the threat of bodily harm and death, that is not inappropriate. That's not an inappropriate response. However, you know, expect to be arrested and jailed and, you know, tried for crimes. However, you know, the police can do that. So if we reverse the situation and one of we the people had that taser aimed at a cop, you can be 100% certain that that cop would not pull out his taser. He'd pull out his firearm and shoot that person with the taser dead. So it's not fair. It is absolutely not fair. The cops can pull a taser and shoot you with the taser, but you can't defend yourself. And let me just say this, Dr. Shuley. Do you know, this is for the class. Class, do you know that it is illegal in the state of Missouri to resist arrest? It's also illegal in the state of Missouri to resist an illegal arrest. You can't even resist an illegal arrest in Missouri. This is out of control, and it's got to stop in a state, city, town, and hamlet near you. Dr. Shuley, I'll be right back. We've got some medical questions, survival and preparedness, that you're going to need to know.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, if you'd like to come to the expo, meet Dr. Norman Shealy. Learn about getting your blood pressure, if it's high, reduced. You can make that happen. Those screenings are absolutely free at the Get Prepared Expo. It's the last weekend in March, so it starts on March 28th, 28th, and 29th. That's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The information is on the website, usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. Tickets are $8. $8 a day online, $15 for Saturday, Sunday. If you want to go to the all-day seminar with Rick Miller and Matt Stein, that's available. That's a Friday seminar. That's a special seminar. It's limited to the first 200 who sign up on the internet. And then we have the banquet dinners and the banquet lunch. And the banquet meals will cost you $10.80. And you can have dinner with instructors and exhibitors if you're one of the first 200 to sign up for the banquet meals. And those are limited. But we don't have a limit on the number of guests who can attend the it looks like there's well over 60 seminars now scheduled for Saturday and Sunday. Dr. Norman Shealy will be presenting seminars on health, nutrition, longevity, and it will be absolutely fabulous. Dr. Shealy has been to many of our expos, almost every one, and you can meet him in person, and you can ask him your questions. It's going to be a lot of fun, educational. It will be You will be overwhelmed with the amount of information that you will receive at the Get Prepared Expo. And you can buy your tickets at the shop, S-H-O-P, as in shopping tab at the website, usapreparedness.com. Dr. Shealy, you're going to be on the air again today at noon, an hour after this broadcast ends, Hay House Radio, correct?
That is correct. Noon?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Now, you're how many hours of radio are you doing a week now?
Four. Just
four. So two with us, one on Hay House Radio and one in Springfield. And if you want to listen to Dr. Shealy, you can go to RadioSpringfield.com, RadioSpringfield.com. And what are the hours central time of your broadcast?
Well, the one at KWTO is 2 to 3 on mm-hmm. Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this one every Wednesday. And then at noon to 1 o'clock, the Hay House
mm-hmm.
every Wednesday.
And that's KWTO is where Dr. Shealy and I first met, and he had the broadcast the hour before mine, so he would run from 2 to 3, and right after his broadcast ended at 3 o'clock, I would hop in the studio, and that's where we first met. So I would do the next hour after Dr. Shealy. So that's how Dr. Shealy and I met at KWTO in Springfield, Missouri. And if you want to listen to him, Thursdays, 2 to 3 Central Time, RadioSpringfield.com, and you can listen live there. Dr. Shealy, in Iceland, there is a museum, and they have a McDonald's hamburger and French fry package that is complete with the contents. And it's been there since, they've had it since 2009. And it looks pretty much the same as if it were served today. It's in the museum, it's under glass, but it's not like preserved.
And it'll be like there 1,000 years from now.
it's not like they entombed this thing in plastic or glass. It's just in this exhibit, and it's doing really well. it looks like it was served just a few minutes ago. There's no mold. Even the mold seems to be afraid to get near a McDonald's hamburger and fries. Isn't that amazing?
Yep. It's
chemistry.
Well, it's life.
It's chemistry. It's chemistry. And they figured out how to prevent the decay of a McDonald's burger and French fries. I wonder what will decay first. The wrapper or the hamburger?
You know, Rossum Hall was a wonderful Canadian nutritionist who wrote a book, Food for Naught, back in the 70s, pointing out how bad food was already back then.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my favorite slides that he showed was rats mm-hmm. eating cornflakes versus the box the cornflakes came in.
Yeah.
And at the end of 30 days, those who ate the box looked a lot healthier than those who ate cornflakes.
And here's what's interesting about that, Dr. Shealy. Originally, cornflakes had BHA and BHT, and I believe they had trisodium phosphate to make them look a different color. Okay, so the cornflakes had known carcinogens in them, or many of them did. Okay, well, there was such an outroar there were complaints about, what are you doing putting these cancer-causing chemicals in cornflakes? So what they did was they said, well, it prevents the bugs and stuff from eating these cornflakes. So that's why we put it in there. Well, what they did was they took the chemicals that they had in the cornflakes and they put it in the box. So they said, no, we don't have it in the cornflakes. But they had it in the packaging. Well, now, I guess, so then probably that, you know, the rodents would have done better if they ate the cornflakes rather than the box after they switched where the cancer-causing chemicals were contained. They switched
the problem,
the problem
today is, of course, that a majority of corn is also Roundup.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's poison all the way.
Aren't we almost 85% assured that that corn products that contain corn are GMO?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it varies. It doesn't matter to me because I'm not willing to gamble.
No, I'm not either.
So you don't eat corn anymore. You don't eat wheat anymore. You don't eat papaya anymore. You don't eat soy anymore. Not that it was ever that great, in my opinion, but now it's as bad as wheat because it's been Roundupped.
So, class, if you're thinking, how does this relate to preparedness? Well, if you'd like to live longer, you need to avoid these foods. And that's why we're talking about McDonald's. You know, one of the very early broadcasts with Dr. Norman Shealy and me, I said, Dr. Shealy, and correct me if I'm wrong, Dr. Shealy, I said, Dr. Shealy, how do you feel about, McDonald's? one word, poison! Is that accurate or am I exaggerating?
That's very accurate. You know, even long before all of this genetic modified nonsense, my favorite statement about McDonald's is I went there once in 1962 in Cleveland. It was new there then. I took one bite, and my mouth said, this is rotten. I put the napkin up to my face, I spit the bite out, threw the whole thing away, and I have not been back, and I ain't never going to eat at a McDonald's again. And I didn't eat that one time. I tested, and it failed the taste test.
You know, Dr. Shealy, the interesting thing about all this is neither you nor I have been sued by these fast food joints. They haven't come after us because I guess they realize that no matter what they do, it's just going to make it worse.
Yeah.
I mean, right. If they go to sue us, we'll just talk about getting sued, and they'll get even more publicity about what they're doing.
Right. They can't afford that. But the fact that Fast Food Nation didn't put them bankrupt shows you just how unbelievable it is. Either people have been so dumbed down by fluoride and other poison, or they're not paying attention.
Well, that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about. I have it on my list. And I have here disease and conditions by zip code. Now, what I mean by that is, are you aware of any studies of, well, how sick people are by their zip codes? And then if there are studies, I would think that the results would point to things like, there's something in the air in that location. There's something in the water in that location. Either they're putting it in the water, or the water is polluted, or the air is polluted, or the ground is polluted from, you know, some kind of corporate event or government event that went on, or it's a radioactive area from, you know, a government experiment. Because, you know, we don't experiment with radioactivity. We don't destroy the land. It's the government that does that, or the governments that do that, maybe in conjunction with the government's corporations. So my question is, you know, we've heard of things like cancer clusters. And a cancer cluster would be an area where, man, there's a lot of cancer in that particular area. Do you know of any studies like this over the years, Dr. Shealy?
Well, the minute you started talking about this, of course, I went to look it up. That's my first reaction to these kinds of things. And I just found something from California death profiles by zip code.
There you go.
So it might be available. I just opened that link, and here we go. They've got AIDS and Alzheimer's and cancer and chronic lower and upper respiratory disease and diabetes, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Boy, it would take a lot of studies, data to look at this.
Let's bring this to very close to home. When When you bought your farm, when we bought our farm, I'm sure you drove all around the area, looked at everything you could see to see if there was, are there any chemical dumps? Are there any electromagnetic structures there? Are there any substations? Are there any high-tension power lines? Are there any, you know, big television transmitter antennas, radio station antennas? You know, I'm sure you looked at all that, and you looked at what was uphill from you to see what would, you know, if there was any runoff from a farm higher than what you were looking at. And I'm sure you looked at all that, because that's what we did.
Oh, and I even looked at alfalfa growing and corn growing nearby, because both of them use a lot of chemicals, and I didn't want any poison from that coming over.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly, we did exactly the same thing. We looked very carefully, and we picked a farm that didn't have any of those negative features, and there weren't any of those negative features near us. And so the reason we're talking about this class is this will help you live longer. If you select an area that has less electromagnetic radiation, less chemicals, less smokestacks, you know, that from factories. And by the way, I know in the East Coast of factories that burn these toxic substances at night when you're sleeping. We'll be right back.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case. What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why are you got your
take my
when you go
for 2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, if you're interested in learning more about Kayani and Nitro Extreme, the supplement that Dr. Shealy recommends, the supplement that we take here at our family at the farm, if you're interested in that, there's a post on the website. It'll say Dr. Shealy Kayani Nitro Extreme. And if you'd like to meet Dr. Shealy and learn about it and actually see if it lowers your blood pressure, there will be a clinic, if you will, at the Get Prepared Expo with Dr. Shealy for 2 days. And Dr. Shealy will be presenting seminars, and you get a chance to meet him and learn about how you can improve your health naturally. And one other preparedness item I'd like to talk about, Dr. Shealy, a few remaining minutes, is our daughter, when she went to school, she was in elementary school before we realized that she needed to be homeschooled along with the other children of ours. She came home with a rash, and she was very young and in elementary school. She came with a rash all over her arms on a Monday. And we thought, what in the heck is this? And nobody knew what it was. Well, what happened? We learned what it was. What happened was, over the weekend, they decided to use in one of those insecticide aerosol bombs in the classrooms because some of the children had head lice. So we're going to fix that, right? So they bombed the classroom with an insecticide. And, of course, this aerosol went, you know, up. And it landed on the desks, it landed on the floor. And did they tell the parents, hey, listen, here's what we've done? No. So our daughter comes home, she's covered with this rash. The reason I'm talking about this is this could happen to your child. You know, you could go into a restaurant where they just used an insecticide to kill roaches. You can carry that home on your feet. That insecticide could come home on your feet, and you walk on your carpet, on your floors, and then your cats and dogs lick, you know, their paws. You can bring this in from without even knowing about it. Dr. Shealy, do you have any thoughts on what do we do to prevent this? I don't know the answer to this one.
Nobody knows the answer. If you're going to be in a public place, you might as well assume that you are at risk. Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I do not allow even termite poisoning around my home.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's poison. And if it kills termites...
It works really well on those termites, doesn't it? So obviously, it has some effect on life forms larger than termites.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And my understanding is, a lot of the chemicals that are used as insecticides are a result of chemical warfare studies from the world wars. Like, what can we use to kill people? Well, okay, let's dilute it a little bit and let's see if it works on roaches. I mean, I believe that's what happened with some of the chemicals that we're using. And, you know, what is the life expectancy of an exterminator? Seriously. These guys go out there and they spray, they get on their hands, they breathe it, goes through their, even if they wear a respirator, still some of it goes through, gets on their boots, they walk home, and then their children crawl on the floors with the boots that, you know, that they wore when they were exterminating. It's unbelievable. I mean, this is kind of dangerous. And then where does this go? Well, it goes into the soil, and then there's runoff, and it goes into our water supply, and then we get a chance to drink it. As a matter of fact, I was on the phone with our instructor who's going to be teaching us about wells, water wells. And I don't know if it's commonly known, but if you drill a hole and you put a well in the Springfield community, in the Ozarks, the first aquifer you hit is polluted. You actually have to go below that one to the one below that to get reasonably safe drinking water. The first aquifer we've destroyed in Springfield, Missouri. No kidding. Dr. Shuley's going to be on Hay House Radio, hayhouseradio.com. You can listen to him in about 63 minutes. On the internet, hayhouseradio.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. Dr. Shuley, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And the tickets for the expo, they're available right now at usapreparers.com, the shop tab.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at guns80.com on the web.